Something to watch on Saturday, the Detroit Lions. John, the biggest reason to watch tomorrow against Kansas City is fill in the blank.
I've got a couple, but
start with one. Don't steal everybody's thunder.
I'm not going to steal everyone's thunder. The one, I talked about it last week. I thought it would happen last week, but yet he has performed so well in training camp that he didn't, that he earned the right not to perform in a game. Seems odd to me because he doesn't have a lot of experience. Levi Onwuzurike. When Dan Campbell said in our interview, there's going to be a couple of guys up front. Now, I don't know who the other guys are. Are they going to possibly put out Marcus Davenport? Are they going to, give him a couple of in-game reps? He's not old. He's not necessarily young, but he's been banged up throughout his career. I don't know who else they're talking about. But
James Houston?
Well, we saw James Houston.
Right, but I guess you're right. He's saying guys who didn't play at all.
Yeah, guys that didn't play, yeah. Levi Onwuzurike, because almost everyone that we talked to either answered a question about Levi Onwuzurike in glowing regards or brought him up on their own, and Dan Campbell has done it at the Monster Podium. Everybody has talked about Levi Onwuzurike. They're building him up, and I almost think I'm concerned that he's not going to live up to this mythical player that we are building up. Like, we're kind of anticipating that this guy breaks out into a Pro Bowl season where he's only had less than 100 snaps throughout a course of his career.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Warren Sapp play tomorrow for the Lions.
Right, that's kind of what it feels like.
I'm thrilled. Hey,
we're going to unleash him on the NFL. So I think we all need to temper our expectations a little bit, but that's what I'm going to be watching for Saturday afternoon.
You are going to watch for Levi Onwuzurike, among other things, but that is the biggest reason for you. For me, it's Hendon Hooker. We were cheated of seeing him get
number two
extended playing time in the first preseason game because of the concussion. He was back out at practice. The expectation is he will play. And
you think he starts?
No, I don't think he starts.
You think they trot out Sudfeld again?
I do think they trot out
Sudfeld. Surely not going to be Jake from State Farm, right?
No, he may play, but I want to see Hendon Hooker play the majority of the snaps. So if three quarterbacks are playing, he should play two of the four quarters at least. I want to see Hendon Hooker have a chance to develop into the backup, because I don't think Sudfeld is capable of being an NFL backup quarterback for a team that's wanting to win a Super Bowl. So let's see what Hendon Hooker does. And I know he can extend the play. His mom has told him, work on sliding at the end of those plays.
I'm sure Dan, I'm sure Mark Brunell, I'm sure all the coaches have said, hey, there is some valor in sliding as a quarterback.
That's first things first, be available. You've really been harping on that lately. I also want to see progressions down the field, going through the first read to the second read to the third read, showing a downfield passing game, an ability to show poise and composure in the pocket. I know he's an athletic quarterback. I need to see him grow into a well-rounded quarterback. Baby steps, but this is the next big step for Hendon Hooker.
So I asked the question about him possibly starting because we know what Nate Sudfeld is. No one wants to see him in a preseason game, let alone a regular season game, in case something happened to Jared Goff. Like, we know what he is. We know what he is at practice. Looks pretty damn good at practice. Well, we know what he is at game time, and it's not great. It's not even good. It's not even marginally good. So let's see Hendon Hooker. And I also say that because Hendon Hooker, if you're going to be behind an offensive line that's not playing its starters, you're going to have to be a little bit mobile. Maybe you're going to have to get outside the pocket, which is what we want to see from Hendon Hooker.
Sure.
And I also want to see the receivers get a chance. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that what we saw from him in terms of a passer gives Fountain or DPJ or Tom Kennedy or insert any receiver fighting for that number four, number five spot the best chance, but we know it's not Sudfeld.
No, and that's a great point. Hooker also allows you to judge these receivers that we've been waiting to see someone step up. So Onwuzurike, Hendon Hooker, Paul Serra, the one reason to watch the Lions this weekend.
Well, I mean, it's Hendon Hooker.
Okay.
To me, I mean, that's just obvious. And I don't want to see Sudfeld play the first half. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't want to see that. It's like we talked about it on when you guys were down in training camp. He practices well, apparently. I haven't been down there, but you guys say he's practicing well. But then when he gets to games, he's awful. Like, it's not even bad. It's awful.
Yeah.
You can't rely on a guy that's like, he's a great practicer, but when the game's, I'd rather have it the other way around. I'd rather have him be like ho-hum in practice, and then when the lights come on, he's great.
Well, and so that's a little bit what we saw from Hooker.
Yeah.
At practice, it's kind of ho-hum. Then you got out to the game, and I'm not sitting here saying that the performance was great. That's not what I'm talking about. But it was better than we saw at practice, and it gave the offense options.
And I think the reason also you'd want to see him play well is not only as a good backup for Goff, but also if he plays well enough, maybe in this offseason or next offseason, you flip him for picks.
Here's the other thing. If you're trying to, like, we're talking about, what are you excited to see?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see Levi Onwuzurike get out there and live up to some of the hype. But if you're just looking at a preseason game and trying to find excitement, if you see Nate Sudfeld go out under center to start, there's a lot of people that'll probably turn the channel until they get the notification from their NFL Plus subscription or the free press or whatever notification that you get that says, hey, tune in. Hendon Hooker is going to be under center next. Like, that's when you turn back in.
Hooker, well, I mean, of course. But if the two things that Dan Campbell, I think, has been most vocal about in camp is the wide receiver three. We went through that the other day. Yeah. I don't think that's that big of an issue because they have tight ends and running backs they throw to. I think it's Onwuzurike, and it's because if this guy, and that's the other vocal thing, if this guy ends up contributing to this team in a positive way, that's just one more thing that we didn't expect. That's like a free agent or another draft pick. If this guy is what they're talking about, it's a game changer, guys.
They're talking about him as a starter, right? Because Campbell said he's one of the best on that defensive line.
Yeah.
The defensive line has Aiden Hutchinson, Aleem McNeil, DJ Reader when the regular season gets underway.
Hopefully.
Right. Well, hopefully. And Marcus Davenport on the other edge spot. So I don't know how Levi is playing if Reader and McNeil are healthy. I don't know how he's starting.
Well,
he will play.
I'm actually curious because if DJ Reader, and we've heard that there's a chance he might be available week one. There's a chance he might not be ready until weeks two or three. If the legend grows and the legend is backed up by playing time or by production, is there a chance we start the season with Aleem McNeil and Levi Onwuzurike as your two defensive tackles?
Right, and him playing the way they say he's looking.
With confidence, and he's like, they kind of built him up to be this monster, right? He's 300 pounds. He's over 300 pounds. That's what Dan Campbell said. He's cut. He's ready to go. He's playing with great confidence.
And I'm one with defensive line. I believe rotations are huge.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
And so I don't care if he doesn't start. If he's part of the regular rotation, that's a positive. And I was a little, at least from a depth perspective, concerned when they lost Kaminsky. Because you know what you can get. You can trust them. And Onwuzurike being there takes away that concern.
Mm-hmm. 97-1.